Welcome to the age of the smart mask. It's not that your mask is dumb, it's just that these smart masks, the ones written about by Malebongwe Tilo, have ventilators, microphones and UV lights and even talk to Siri. That is a story on Maverick Life today. Associate editor at Maverick Life, Malebongwe Tilo, is on the line to us now from Cape Town. Hello, Malebongwe.
Well, hi, John. How are you?
I'm envious of smart mask wearers, although I don't know if I really am, particularly looking at the price of some of them. Have you tried any of these that you wrote about?
Oh, God, no. I wish. I'm also equally envious. I actually came across them because, you know, there's that annual show that they have in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, where people show off their new high-tech things, and it happens, I think, second week of January every year. Yeah, so it was when I came across that, I was like, oh, of course, smart masks are part of the latest high-tech product for sure.
Let's just go through a couple of them that you write about, and you can share the sort of distinguishing factors about them with listeners. AirPop have something called Active Plus Halo Smart Mask. Why would I want one of those?
So, I mean, it is completely up to you. But I think what fascinated me about that company is because, so they've been around as, since 2015. And basically because of the, like in China, obviously there's more of a mask wearing culture due to the pollution and the air pollution. And so they started their company all the way back then, and mainly focusing on air pollution and masks, especially for people who run and exercise and whatnot. And so they've apparently been working on this project to get a more, you know, to make their mask more high tech. And the main thing really is kind of a little bit closer to the sort of quantifying that we do these days with smartwatches and other little things, even with our cell phones that count our steps. So it does those kinds of things. But in addition to that, it also analyzes the quality of the air and then lets the user know what kind of, you know, what quality of air they're breathing. And it blocks certain pollutants in the air. So for me, that kind of mask looks like something that would be more relevant to someone who lives in a place with air pollution, or someone who has a condition that where the pollution affects their lungs or their system. So they want to make sure that they've got the right mask to make sure they're most protected. But otherwise, with regards to COVID-19. It doesn't do much more than any other mask.
Okay.
as far as I can tell, because it really is for people who just want to breathe. If I may jump a little bit, almost to the bottom of the article, there's a mask there. There's the LG air purifier.
Yeah.
Which looks a little bit like, like Bane from The Dark Knight. And that's what I also found interesting, because this is a project that they launched last year. And I mean, really, it also isn't particularly about COVID, but this one has fans inside to make sure that, you know how sometimes when you're breathing through a mask and it feels a little bit like, not quite suffocating, but like you're struggling to get air through, or so it's not as comfortable as without a mask. So this one is it's got a whole lot of a whole machine inside that makes sure that the air moves in and out, and it's got a whole filtration system to get you just the right quality of air. And interestingly enough, even though it's available in several markets globally, they are targeting mainly China with that mask, because once again, of the air pollution. But I think also what's happening with a lot of them is because obviously now we've become a mask wearing culture because of COVID-19 and, you know, for our own safety. So then there's also an opportunity for people who have been working with masks to spread them beyond China, even if those masks are primarily about, you know, about cleaner air. It's an item now. It's beyond just the protection. Yeah. It's an item that we use.
Integrated microphone, noise cancelling earbuds, so you can chat on the phone without removing your masks. Volume controls and a play button on the side of the mask. There's an app that boosts your voice and interacts with digital assistants like Alexa and Siri and Google Assistant. And it's quite extraordinary. The sort of explosion of creativity that has gone into this thing that was completely unknown to 70% of the world's population. Probably more than that.
You know what fascinates is particularly about the one that you just spoke about now. I mean, that one for me is one of those ones that I actually would want for myself, because you know sometimes when you're standing in a queue or something, when you're in public and you're wearing your mask, and even though we all should keep the social distance, sometimes you know the person behind you or the person in front of you is doing something. It gets a bit trickier to keep the social distance, or they're a little bit too close, and you also don't want to take off your mask, but you're receiving a phone call. So that kind of makes sense, that one completely. I would want that one, because then I can just answer my phone and then, you know, without having to take the mask off or have to move far away.
I must say, Mari Bongwe, that you're a very unusual young person if you're answering your phone, because phones aren't for talking on. No, not for anybody under the age of 30. No. Mali Bongwe Tilo, thanks very much for talking to us, associate editor at Maverick Life. Go along and have a look at that article on smart masks. It's really fascinating.